It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Kevin is back from Japan. So are we going to celebrate with a win or loss as a gift on Are You Smarter Than Katie? That's up to Katie. And it is also up to Cassie. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning.
You are caller 17, so congratulations. Katie's going to leave the studio, and we got five questions dealing with news and pop culture, and we'll see who's smarter. Jackpot's up to $100. Brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants. Three locations, and boy, oh boy, is it a great place to go grab dinner or lunch. I love it there. All right, you ready to play?
Yes.
Alrighty. Question one. Jenna Fisher, who played Pam on The Office, was diagnosed with breast cancer, but she is fine now. She did an interview yesterday talking about how much that changed her life. Cassie, turn off your radio. Turn it all the way off. Alright.
Did that work?
You tell me. All right. She's filled with gratitude for every day, and she wants others to feel the same way that she does, but without facing death. What was Pam's last name on The Office? Cassie? Cassie?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Are you okay? What's going on?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can now.
You're screaming.
Was it Beasley?
All righty. Question two. It was announced that Stephen King's story Carrie is being remade, but as a limited series from the creator of the Haunting of Hill House series. It will be 8 episodes and released on Amazon. In the story, Carrie, she gets covered in what before she kills everyone in her school?
Oh, man. Blood?
Alrighty. Question three. A woman in Australia is lucky to be alive after she dropped her phone between two boulders and tried to get it back. She fell face down between the two boulders and was stuck like that for 7 hours, slowly being crushed between them until she was rescued. That's crazy. True or false, almost all boulders in the world were moved by wind at one point.
Cassie?
True or false? They were moved by what was that?
Wind.
False.
Okay. Question four. Nicole Scherzinger, who used to be a member of the Pussycat Dolls and on The Masked Singer, she is the star on Sunset Boulevard on Broadway right now, and she blew the audience away for opening night. She got several mid-show standing ovations. That's wild. Spell the word boulevard.
Boulevard?
Yep.
B-U-L-E-V-A-R-D.
Alrighty, and question five, Elon Musk is doing something most likely illegal to try to get Donald Trump elected. He's giving away $1 million per day to anyone who registers to vote and signs a promise to support the First and Second Amendment. Sure sounds illegal to me. If he pays 16 people his prize money, and then he pays a staff $5 million on top of that to make this all possible, how much total did he spend?
It was what again?
Oh, good.
It was $1 million and 16 and then staff?
Yeah. If he pays 16 people $1 million each and then pays his staff $5 million to make it all possible, what is the total, Cassie? Yes.
$21
million. All righty. Okay. I'm going to put you on hold. Oh, I got Katie. All righty. That was a slog. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Welcome back to the show. All righty.
Is everybody okay?
We'll find out.
Okay. Yeah.
Question one. Jenna Fisher, who played Pam on The Office. Did you hear about her breast cancer?
Yes.
Super sad. But she's doing fine now. She did an interview, though, talking about how much that changed her life. She went through chemotherapy, lost her hair and everything.
Yeah.
And she says she's filled with gratitude for every day. And now her mission is to make others feel that way without facing death like she did. What was Pam's last name on The Office?
Beasley.
I also would have accepted Halpert.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Question two. It was announced that Stephen King's story, Carrie, is going to get remade, but as a limited series. This is actually pretty exciting. It's going to be 8 episodes and released on Amazon next Halloween. In the story, Carrie gets covered in what before she kills everyone in the school?
Blood?
Yes. Pig's blood.
Pig's blood.
Thanks a lot, John Travolta. Question three. A woman in Australia, this story's wild.
Okay.
She's lucky to be alive after she dropped her phone
Did you see this? Yes.
She dropped her phone between two boulders, and when she tried to get it back, she fell between them and got stuck face down for 7 hours while slowly being crushed. Because gravity was pushing her, and it's more and more compression on her chest. She was rescued, though, but boy, oh boy. True or false, almost all boulders were moved by wind at one point.
I don't think that's true.
So
false?
Yeah.
Moved by wind?
They were moved by water at one point. All boulders were.
Huh.
Question for Nicole Scherzinger, your favorite Pussycat doll.
Right.
She's the star on Broadway right now on the show Sunset Boulevard.
Okay.
It was opening night, and she stunned the audience so much so she got several mid-show standing ovations.
I don't think people understand how good her voice is and how big her voice is.
I mean, I sure didn't.
She's incredible.
I just know that...
she's going to loosen up your buttons, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spell the word boulevard.
Oh, God. Okay. B-O-U-L-E-V-A-R-D.
Wow. Whew. Yes. Boulevard. Question five. I don't know if you saw this or not. Elon Musk is doing something that's most likely illegal to try to get Donald Trump elected. He's given away $1 million per day in swing states to anyone who registers to vote and then signs a promise to support the First and Second Amendment. I'm sure there's already a federal investigation looking into this.
It seems like that's...
I'm pretty sure you can't pay somebody to register to vote. But anyway, if he pays 16 people the prize money of $1 million a day, but then he also pays a staff $5 million to make this whole thing possible, how much total did he spend?
$21
million? Yeah.
Okay.
$21 million. All right. Fingers crossed. Cassie, are you there?
Yes.
All righty. You got 4. Katie got 5.
What a dumbass thing to do. Give
Katie
somebody
$1 million.
What? Sorry?
She said you're so smart.
Oh, thank you. Give somebody $1 million. Okay, give me $1 million, okay?
Right.
and then I'll register to vote, and then now say, and you support the First and Second Amendment. Say that.
And you support the First and Second Amendment?
Sure.
There you go.
Million bucks. Give me.
I mean, it's a drawing, it's super illegal for many reasons. In the same way that, you can't, give away lottery tickets, I think, anyway, though, it doesn't matter. Elon Musk is a crazy person. All right, Cassie, well, unfortunately, you didn't win. We had $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. Tell everybody what we want to hear.
Oh, boy.
I had a feeling that was going to happen. Cassie, have a great day.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.